Now, starting things off, Lauren Hicks is joining us in the studio today, CEO and founder, Michigan Fashion Week and Designers Models. Michigan Fashion Week is happening this week, of course. It will feature multiple events. The annual showcase has been around for 11 years and features emerging and established designers in the state of Michigan. I want to say thank you so much for joining the show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. So, you know, jumping into things, of course, who is Lauren Hicks? Give us a background about your time in the industry.
Absolutely. My name is Lauren Hicks. I am a Detroit fashion designer. I design for women, specifically women over the size of 12. I'm really good on body positivity, but I am a fashion designer here in Detroit and looking to just make my stamp here in the city. I went to school at Grand Valley State University, moved down to Texas, came back to Detroit because I was homesick, but I am here in Detroit and I'm here to stay and looking to really make a big impact in the city.
Nice. You know, usually when I think about being away from home, the one thing I missed the most was Coney.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. 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 Texas does not have anything remotely close to it. So, man, you miss it when you're out of the
you
city.
Yes, you do. So give us a little bit of background about yourself as a fashion designer. You talked about being a plus size a fashion designer, but what has it been like for you?
You know what? I started fashion design about 12 years ago, and I just saw the need here in the city for more of the fashion industry to have their name here. You know, we have other small brands here that does fashion design, but it wasn't any kind of big platform, a huge platform for fashion designers or creatives here in the city. You know, we are encouraged as fashion designers, go to New York, go to LA. Yeah. But I'm like, hey, I don't want to go to New York. I don't want to go to LA. I want to live right here in my city. And so I really saw the need for helping other designers really start their brand and grow it right here in the city.
Now, when you started to create clothes and you started to design your own fashion and develop your own sense of style for what you wanted your brand to be, then versus now, what have you seen changed? Especially the clientele, especially who you're designing for.
Absolutely. That's such an interesting question. You know, as a designer, I evolved every year. You know, I see what's popular, and I'm a trendy designer, so I do design on trend. So just growing as a designer and just seeing the needs of people change just over the years, even going through COVID, what people are wearing going through COVID now and what they're not wearing after COVID. So just kind of going with the times and kind of just moving with the flow and staying on trend.
And speaking of trends, of course, what is trending right now in fashion?
Oh, interesting. So right now, what's trending in fashion is definitely the bright colors. We got a lot of the neons, neon green, neon pink. We've got a lot of florals going on for both men and women.
Nice.
Men now are wearing the shorter athletic shorts. And so we got the, you know, those fun shorts that men are wearing. Women are really going now into like the two-piece sets, the pants or the slacks or the shorts. So a lot of sets are in, the top and bottom matching. Of course, we have the classics like the leather and all the other stuff is always in. But we're going now to a colorful society.
I love that. I was like, I saw a two-piece pink suit.
Absolutely.
And
see,
I
the two-piece.
So
yeah, and the color. Yep. The
there
suits are in.
And thinking about just what you said, the trends, one of my biggest questions is buying clothes and finding fashion that will last throughout the times, the test of times. I just spoke with a coworker. Has some really cute pants. She said, I bought these in the 90s.
Absolutely. So you have your classic piece that you must have in your closet that goes for both men and women. You know, you got the black slacks, the trench coat, the white shirts, the suits. You know, there's some classic pieces that are staples in your closet. And then, of course, adding that with some of the trendier, you know, items that's happening now. So, yes, it's very important to have a capsule closet, what they call it, that has all the classic pieces that you will always need every day. Little black dress, that's always important to have.
So, you know, as we continue going with the conversation, I'm thinking about the industry in as a whole, especially in Michigan, but in Detroit in particular. How well are Detroit designers faring right now in the fashion industry, if you know?
Interesting. Yes, I think that they are growing and evolving. It's something new here for fashion designers to stay here in Detroit.
Okay.
So with them being housed here now, they're learning the ins and outs of Detroit. But I think it's growing. I think there's been some great foundation set for these designers, and I think they're evolving into becoming a Detroit home designer.
Yes, and do you see Detroit being a place right now where it can house and be a home for Detroit designers to stay here?
Absolutely. It's happening. It's happening right now as we speak. So, of course, there's more growing to be done. But right now, I will say yes, yes. This is a great place for designers to come. I think Detroit is really putting some leaps and bounds on helping the designers in the area.
Nice. So 11 years, 11 Michigan years, Fashion yep. Week's been going down. Founder yep. of this particular week that's mm-hmm. happening in the city of Detroit, but in Michigan as a whole. Why? I mean, of course, you talked about just putting your name out there in the city of Detroit, but just putting fashion out there to the masses in Michigan. You know, why, though?
But, you know, fashion is a billion-dollar industry. You know, I think a lot of people think of fashion as being some kind of fun little yeah. something to do, but it's a real industry, and it needs to be a stake here in Michigan for the fashion industry. I mean, we have universities around Michigan who have fashion design programs, and so keeping those students and those graduates here in Michigan, you know, we don't want to keep losing them. Like I said before, we want to just build that whole empire here in Michigan.
And it's so interesting. You talk about the College of Creative Studies has actually been doing a huge, I'm not going to say campaign, but they've been trying to market their fashion design mm-hmm. Department. They've really put some money into mm-hmm. it. They've really put some yeah. work into it. They've put on two fashion shows
yeah,
this year. I was
yeah,
able to
yeah.
see those.
Yep, I was too. Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So mm-hmm. it's really great to see that expanding and the students come in and the whole thing. If you can, of course, go into that a little bit more about keeping that Detroit talent here, but also the importance of having institutions really capitalize
absolutely,
on what's happening.
Absolutely. And then shout out to Professor Aki over at College of Creative Studies. He is a dynamite man. He's moved here from Italy, and he's really put fashion designers in Detroit on the map and the College of Creative Studies. He's an awesome, awesome individual. And so even people like him, if we get more people like Professor Aki here helping us, who's been in the industry for years and decades, I think that's a great look. But go back to your question again. What was your
yeah,
question?
Yeah, just about, you know, you pretty much hit it right there, because it's just about, you know, the expansion of the fashion
yeah.
industry here and bringing in people like Aki.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
so,
just,
yeah.
to see it is amazing.
I think that's important too. Even the people who've been in fashion for a long time to kind of just lay their eyes back on Detroit, like, oh, let me come over here for some opportunity. I think that'd be great as well. I mean, we have the people that's building here, but for the folks that's moved on and moved out, this is a good time to come on back and even just like give back, help out, and you know, build your brand here again. So yeah, we're gonna gotta put us on the map, kinda make some noise over here in Detroit.
Yes,
yeah.
When Aki told me, or you know, he told me about Hermes and some of the other folks
yeah.
that are coming into
yeah,
town.
Yeah.
I'm at the fashion show and there
yes.
was Louis Vuitton representatives.
Yes.
I thought to myself,
yes.
where what is
so I mean I'm Aki has really played a huge role. I mean, he works with Hermes, Louis Vuitton, he works with all the big people. So just him being in the city is a great start for what we're trying to do. And even I think Gucci Changemakers, Gucci being downtown, it's really kind of all coming together little by little, but it's all coming together. And I just keep on encouraging people, come on back in Detroit. Come on back.
I know. And I'm driving down Woodward, or just walking down Woodward, and you just see all the stores and
yeah.
the brands and
yeah.
different things that, is,
mm-hmm.
that are happening. It's just
yeah.
like, okay, we are working towards a goal of becoming a little bit more known for our fashion, which is weird because I think about the legacy of fashion here in the city of Detroit.
And you know what? Detroit is a fashionable city.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how to dress. We know how to get down. We got the furs. We know all four seasons, and Detroit people can dress. So it's just, we just got to make some more noise.
Mm-hmm. And I always think about, you know, that dressing and some of the style that we have here in the city of Detroit is that blend from the Great Migration.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up to the city and mixing with the northern
Absolutely.
Style. And then you get, you know, the suits with the gaiters.
That's the classic. That's Detroit classic. Got the gaiters, the top hats, got the colorful gaiters. That's what Detroit is known for. And Detroit has so many original styles, like the gaiters, like the top hats, like the fur coats. Like, we can kill a fur coat, and I love a fur coat.
Okay, I just saw Cash Down in one.
We can do a fur coat.
So you're thinking about some of the things that we've been talking about. We're going to get right into the thick of Fashion Week, of course. You have events beginning tomorrow
yep.
from 5
mm-hmm.
to
5 8. To 8 tomorrow. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And then you have multiple other events that are lined up throughout
yes,
Michigan
we do.
Fashion
we
Week.
Do.
So start off with tomorrow.
So yes, shout out to our sponsors, Stella Artois, Diamonds Direct, Emerge by Taubman. We have a lot of great sponsors that just helped us out this year. So shout out to them. But we have a long list of events for this year. Tomorrow we're starting off at Bamboo Royal Oak. We'll be having a press preview where you get to see some of the partial collections of some of the designers that will be showing throughout the rest of the week. So they're going to give us a sneak peek of their collection. This is also a great event for other press and media to come and see what we're all about. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be shopping at Somerset. We have some great partners at Express and Chanel Macy's. So we'll be shopping out there from 5 to 8 on Wednesday. Thursday will be our high fashion, or no, Thursday will be our streetwear show. So Detroit is known for their streetwear, Jordans, Air Force Ones, beanies, hoodies, t-shirts. So we'll see all those cool Detroit brands on Thursday at the Eastern Market. And then Friday is our high fashion show. So throw on your heels, throw on your sequins jacket, you know, just make sure you look fly Friday night at the Eastern Market. And that's going to be our high fashion show. And we've got some good partnerships going on. So we got a lot of activations coming. So it's not just a fashion show. It's a fashion experience. So, I mean, it's something our team works hard to just put this on. And it's something you must experience. And words can't describe how fun Fashion Week is. So come on out.
I'm thinking about the Somerset shopping.
Yeah.
What does that consist of? What does that look like?
So, yeah, we have one of our great friends of ours is a designer, or not a designer, is a stylist at Express. And so she's going to come in, help you get some outfits together, tell you what the new hot fashion is from Express. And then we're going to all head on down to Chanel Beauty Counter. And we have another friend there who's the manager over there. So she's going to be giving us some samples, giving us some beauty tips, giving us some makeup tips. So just kind of taking it all. All the events went Tuesday and Wednesday are free, so just come on out, stop in, you know, say hello and keep on going with your day.
You took the words out of my mouth. Free makeup lessons, free fashion tips. Like, that's a huge thing to have someone do that in person. And that's just like, I'm trying to figure out how to step it up a little bit myself.
Yeah,
so that's like the perfect opportunity
absolutely.
For those
absolutely.
Trying to step it up. We're
yep.
speaking with Lauren Hicks, CEO and founder of Michigan Fashion Week, designers and models. And getting into that, how do people get involved with Michigan Fashion Week alone, but just get involved as a model or get involved as becoming an up-and-coming designer and want to be a part of Michigan
absolutely.
Fashion Week?
Absolutely. I would definitely say go on our website, www.michiganfashionweek. Sign up for our emails. We do a lot of email corresponding. Hit us up, DM us on Facebook, you know, send us a message on Instagram. I mean, just let us know you want to be involved, and we'll definitely reach out, get you involved, show you how to sign up. But we want everybody who wants to be a part of fashion. Let us know. We're looking to just always expand, always grow. So we're open to any and everybody to just come. Fashion is a whole thing. So, I mean, we're open to diversity. So just come and don't be shy.
I always tell people when you're in Detroit, you have to, like, you go to a certain event, you got to dress.
Yeah.
If you don't dress,
absolutely.
You're going to feel, you know.
Yeah, you got to dress.
Try to explain it to
folks. I don't believe in over the top. So I'm like, put it all on.
I love that. My nieces are the same way. I love it. And, you know, thinking about Michigan Fashion Week, of course, and thinking about everything that's going down with it, what else would you say, or what else are you doing outside of Michigan Fashion Week for yourself? Like, what other things that are happening for you?
So I'm a fashion designer, so I do help ladies get their closet together, get their clothes
nice.
Ready. And I also am a business coach for people who are looking to be in the fashion industry. So if you have like an online boutique, or if you're looking to start your styling business, I do some consulting on that. And that's kind of what I do. I'm in the process of writing a book. So
nice.
Yeah.
What's the book? If you can release it.
Oh, yeah. It's about fashion.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. I'm writing a book on just self-empowerment for women and just how to be confident in your own skin, and how you look is a direct result on how you feel. So
I love that so much. So one more time before I let you go here, just give us that shout out, that rundown of what Michigan Fashion Week is, what's happening, where people can get tickets and all of that fun stuff.
Yes. Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a press event. Come out to Bamboo Royal Oak. Wednesday, we're shopping at Somerset. Those are free events. Go ahead and get your tickets for Thursday and Friday at the Eastern Market. You can get it on our website at MichiganFashionWeek.com. Shout out to all of our sponsors, to Stella Artois, Diamonds Direct, Emerge by Taubman. Lemon, Sweet Greens, just all of our partners, Detroit Pistons. So come on out and have a good time.
Nice. Thank you so much for joining the show today. We are chatting with, or we have been chatting with, Lauren Hicks, CEO and founder of Michigan Fashion Week, Designers and Models. I want to say thank you once again. Good luck on everything.
Thank you.
I am going to try my best to get there Wednesday to Somerset.
Yes, come on.
I need lessons.
I'm going to be looking for you.
I need tips.
Yes, come on, help. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you soon. Thank you.